Welcome to the Investing Tutor Podcast, the show for professionals looking to master the most up-to-date strategies needed to build wealth and provide a stable financial future. Here's your host, Dr. Hans Boateng.
Bitcoin, okay, is the main cryptocurrency. It is the most decentralized cryptocurrency. Right now, as I present this, there are about almost 11,000 cryptocurrencies. So I understand why some of you are a bit skeptical, because there are a lot of fraudulent cryptocurrencies out there. But in this, that's why you are here, for the education. But in the same way, there are a few credible cryptocurrencies out there. Okay, so Bitcoin is the most decentralized cryptocurrency. We, meaning all of us, don't even know who created Bitcoin. Literally, someone, it could be a he, she, or a group of people, created this digital currency in 2009. And 2010, the person or the group of people just left. They just left. And even though that person or group of people, even though they've not been involved in the Bitcoin project for almost 11 years, and they never will be, because that is why they created this. They created this to be a digital asset or a digital currency that no one can say, I created this. And the reason why they wanted this thing is because they felt like, you know, governments were abusing the powers that they have. Now, when I say governments are abusing the powers that they have, let's focus on the monetary power that governments have, okay, so that we don't get too political. Every country's government is able to control, how much they borrow, how much they spend, how much currency they print, whether they are going to import things or whether they are going to export, things, right? By exporting, you are bringing in more money. By importing, you are spending money, right? So governments have so much financial power, and they do this with their currency. So then the citizens of different countries, right? If you live in a particular country and then the value of your money, right, is sinking every single year, right? You are very limited in the options that are available to you because, for example, Ghana, the cedi is the currency. So you have to use it. It doesn't matter whether every year against the dollar, the cedi is depreciating. It doesn't matter. People have to use it. And if government, and this is not only Ghana, I mean, even the US, last year, the US printed 30% more dollars and placed it into circulation, okay? There's nothing that anyone can do when a government decides to do that. Now, I'm not saying them printing money is bad, but for the first time, and I want you to pay attention, for the first time, individuals have access to a digital asset or a digital token or a digital currency that, irrespective of what a government is doing in their particular country, the citizens of that country can choose to hold on to something that is not responding to what a government is doing. What do I mean by this? When Bitcoin was created in 2009, around 2010, 2011, one Bitcoin was about $1, okay? Today, one Bitcoin is worth roughly $45,000, okay? So you notice Bitcoin went from $1 to $45,000. Would you say that the Ghanaian city is going to be able to increase by 45,000 times over, let's say, a 10-year period? Let me make it even better. Would you say the US dollar can increase 45,000 times over a 10-year period? The answer is no, right? Currencies don't increase in value. And I know you're listening from Ghana, you'd be like, wait, but the US dollar increases in value. No, trust me on this. The US dollar doesn't increase in value. Whenever you see, let's say, the cedi increasing against the US dollar, it doesn't mean the US dollar is increasing in value. It just means the cedi is depreciating in value. So you need more cedis to buy the same dollar. In the US, the dollar declines in value. It's just declining at a slower pace, right? So since 1971 or 1973, when Nixon took the US off the gold standard, we've seen the value of the dollar depreciate about 80%, right? Obviously, that is, you know, close to 4 decades or so, right? So, I mean, it's a very long period of time, but we've seen it depreciate about 80% of its value, right? So the dollar doesn't go up. So when you see foreign exchange in Ghana with the cedi increasing, it doesn't mean the dollar is worth more. It just means the cedi is worth less. So currencies don't increase in value. So the question is, why is Bitcoin increasing in value? And the answer to that simple question is this. You cannot create more Bitcoin. Okay, no one can create more Bitcoin, right? Let's say if a government needed more money, they can go and borrow more money, right? Or they can print more of their currency and all of a sudden they have more money. Well, the problem with that is, well, if you are printing more money, you are devaluing or depreciating the value of your currency. That means that people who are working hard for that money, they will have to work twice as hard to have the same amount of money that they had, let's say 3-5 years ago, right? So when, you know, so it's very important that individuals understand this concept of we need to be able to place our money into assets that over time will increase. So the creator of Bitcoin viewed it as, if I, which is that creator, if I can create some kind of digital cash, right, then anyone anywhere in the world can choose to utilize or hold some of their currency in this asset. And if that's the case, we can connect the world globally around this digital asset. So for example, if let's say people are freely using Bitcoin in Ghana, and people in the US are using Bitcoin, and people in Europe are using Bitcoin, and people in Nigeria are using Bitcoin, and people in South Africa are using Bitcoin, I want you to think about what that means. It means that we are all interconnected when it comes to commerce or transactions or monetary exchange. Right now, if someone in Ghana wants to buy something in Nigeria, you have to figure out how do I convert this money to that money, and then the banks have to do the conversions, and they are charging Forex fees. If you wanted to buy something in the US, it's like changing your cedis to dollars. And when you are converting, sometimes it's more expensive, sometimes like it's so complex. But with a digital cash system, all of that goes away. If you want to buy something and it is 0.01 Bitcoin for that transaction, it will be 0.01 Bitcoin in Ghana, 0.01 Bitcoin in the US, 0.01 Bitcoin in South Africa, 0.01 Bitcoin in Nigeria. That is the power of this new technology that is evolving before our eyes. So I don't want you to pay attention to the fraudulent almost 11,000 tokens and coins and scams and gimmicks and fraud stuff going on around cryptocurrency. I want you to hone in on what is this technology looking to do. And it is simply looking to create an electronic or a digital cash system so that anyone, anywhere in the world can transact with each other without going through a bank, without going through a third person, without needing to convert money into XYZ. And what that means, and this is what has me the most excited, what that means is someone in Ghana is going to be able to tap into the US economy or the European economy or the German economy, right, without even leaving Ghana. Because as Bitcoin grows and it becomes kind of like a global assets that everyone is using, that means you can receive payments in Bitcoin, which means that even though Ghana's economy, let's say, is worth $50 billion, you are not limited to only $50 billion worth of commerce or transactions. You are able to tap into the trillions of dollars that will be in this Bitcoin network. Now, I've shared the positive. I want to go ahead and share with you the negative, okay? For me, there are two risks that to simply say that the two greatest risks with Bitcoin cryptocurrency market is this. Because Bitcoin is decentralized, meaning no one controls it, governments are not going to be happy with that, right? You can understand that, no government wants to feel like I can't control something, right? Who would want that? right? So governments, especially something that has monetary value, right? No one can control it. And as Bitcoin grows, the question becomes, are people going to dump a lot of their financial resources into this thing? And if people start to do that, how does it impact the local currency of a particular country, right? So the greatest risk with Bitcoin is how do countries react to a competing monetary asset or a competing money, right? And the answer is it's to be determined, right? We'll see in the future how countries react to this. There are many countries that are embracing this technology, but there are some who are hesitant, right? So we'll see. How does Ghana react to this over time? How does the US react to this over time? How does Europe react to this over time? So we'll see how that plays out. So far, okay, Bitcoin is not considered an illegal digital asset. Like in the US, it is actually considered property. So the IRS or the tax agency in the US has designated Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as digital property. Okay. So at least that's good, right? So it doesn't mean it's considered like an illegal thing, right? It is legal and it's taxable. Okay. That's risk number one. How do governments react? Risk number two is, can the Bitcoin network be hacked, right? Can a hacker go in and try and break the system? It's going to be very, very, very difficult, to be honest, for any hacker to even dare try. I heard a statistic that the Bitcoin network is being encrypted about 93 million times per second, okay? Just by itself, it's just being encrypted 93 million times per second. So, I mean, what human being can crack that? Extremely unlikely. So that's a second risk. Can someone figure out a way to break that code? That's like saying, I don't want to, exaggerate, that's like saying, can someone figure out a way to, take oxygen out of the atmosphere? That's the way I feel about it, but maybe I'm exaggerating. Those are the two main risks. How do governments react, and how does, and what's the likelihood of this network being hacked?